Hey folks, it's Eugene Driscoll of ValleyIndie.org. I spoke to Missy Lundeen today, Wednesday, March 22nd, about an effort she's organizing to help the people who were displaced, the five families who were displaced by fires on March 10th in Ansonia. That was the, we covered it on a Friday night. It was terrible. One house caught on fire, intersection of 4th and Liberty. Fire spread to a home next door. Both houses destroyed, everything lost. Luckily, no injuries, which is quite miraculous. Last I heard, no official cause and origin yet. The state fire marshal's office is involved. Traditionally, we have a much tougher time getting updates from state police as opposed to the locals. But as soon as we have all the information, we will report it. When we get it, you get it. Without further ado, here is Missy talking about the latest collection effort. Again, this was taped on Wednesday, March 22nd. On the line with us is Missy Lundeen of Going the Extra Mile. Missy is an Ansonia resident, and she started this group that helps collect items and things and supplies for people who have been displaced in the valley after fires. And unfortunately, March 10th, we had a major fire in Ansonia, one of several that particular weekend. March 10th, two houses burned, and from what I'm told, five families were displaced. And Missy and others have started an effort to help all these families from these two multi-family homes. And I'm learning on Facebook, Missy, that there is an effort underway. You need people to help you move stuff. I'll shut up and you tell me what's going on.
Well, thanks for the interview and helping us spread the word about Going the Extra Mile. What we do is, again, we collect items from the generosity of the public, such as clothing or non-perishable foods, infant supplies and needs, gift cards for local eateries, you know, even if it's just McDonald's or Burger King. We also collect dog and cat supplies because this particular fire did, unfortunately, also displace many pets. And one of the greatest things is that we also ask for donations of household items and furniture. So when our clients have that opportunity to get back into another apartment, they don't need to worry about the expenses necessary to replace the furnishings in their home. And we have been absolutely blessed, not once, not twice, but three times. We have been contacted by three separate donors who are donating the entire contents of their home. And we have a drive right now. We need as many people as possible who have trucks, who have muscles, or who just have the ability to help pack up these three homes and bring the contents back to our storage locker in Shelton. Conti's storage was very generous by donating to us the use of a very large storage unit. And we have, over the next week, we need people who have trucks and who have muscles, or maybe you just have the desire to help somebody, and we have to move out entire houses.
How is it that let me just jump in real quick. How is it the people are able to part with all their belongings and make this donation? This may be a stupid question, but are they moving, or what are they going to do for furniture after this?
One particular person is moving to Florida and is not going to be in need of everything she has in her three-bedroom home in Oxford. Another gentleman owns a two-family home in East Haven and he no longer resides in that home, and it's loaded with furniture and other household items that he no longer needs, and wanted to find a place where they could be reused. And then we also have a donor from Stratford whose mother unfortunately passed away a few weeks ago, and again wanted to make sure that the items in her home were donated to an organization that could really help and you know, assist people in need. And these families are so blessed to have had this opportunity to have these items, you know, be brought to their, you know, to their use.
So now what you need is people power. You need people, you said, with vehicles or trucks or able to move or in any way willing to help. What are the when and where's and how, if someone listens to this or reads this on valleyindy.org or wherever they may encounter this, how do they help?
Yeah. Okay. So we are gathering up teams, and we definitely need all the manpower that we can. Imagine the amount of work necessary to unload houses full of furniture, multiple bedrooms, kitchen, dining rooms, living room, and then all the little goodies that come into play with those. So we will be meeting Saturday, March 25th. We will be meeting in the parking lot of Conti Storage in Shelton, which is on the corner of Cornell and Howe Avenue. We'll be meeting there at 11 a.m., and this Saturday, the 25th, we will be relocating, and we want to put it that way, we're relocating furniture and home goods from the home in East Haven back to our storage unit in Shelton. And then Sunday, March 26th, the next day, we are moving the Oxford home. And the Oxford home is located on Route 34. And again, we will be meeting in the store in the parking lot of Conti Storage at Cornell and Howe Avenue at 11 a.m. And then the following Saturday, April 1st, we will be unloading a two-bedroom home in Stratford and relocating the contents of that home to our storage unit in Shelton. And again, we will be meeting that Saturday, April 1st at 11 o'clock in the morning in the parking lot of Conti Storage, which is on Cornell and Howe Avenue.
Cornell and Howe, okay, gotcha.
And we'll be meeting right directly behind the Farmers Market building.
Okay.
It just seems a good area for us to gather. And at that point, I will be handing out papers that will contain the address of the donors and directions. And those I do not want to post on Facebook or on any social media, just for the sake of, you know, the families that are donating.
Right.
And right now, those people are wanting to remain anonymous. And if in the future I'm able to convince them for them to release their names, because I would like to give them, you know, as much publicity so we can all thank them as a community.
Okay, and then separate and apart, so you have meetings coming up or gathering logistics coming up in parking lots on Saturday, March 25th, Sunday, March 26th, and then next Saturday, April 1st, to move the belongings out of these three homes, get them into storage so they can eventually go to all the families that were displaced. And then separate and apart from this, you had a supply collection going on, according to your Facebook page, which is Going the Extra Mile. How is that going? I know you listed some drop-off locations. Are you still accepting? And keep in mind, this will also be, you know, online next week as well, after the first round of gatherings. Are you going into next week? Do you still need supplies at those drop-off locations?
We desperately need more donations. We have 28 people plus a brand new baby boy who is due any day now. And we are assisting all 28 people, well, 29 if you include the infant, We are, you know, we're assisting them with their road to recovery. And in doing so, we have set up several drop-off locations for clothing, clothing and gift cards for different eateries, infant supplies, formula, and diapers are a definite must, and also pet food, because we do have, you know, several dogs that were involved in this in this fire as well that we are assisting. So we have three locations for drop-offs for those particular items in Ansonia. The first is at AC Washing Well, and that's the laundromat on North Main Street in Ansonia. And for anybody who goes to this location, the fire was literally right next to this shopping plaza. Mm. So you can see for yourself the damage that these two houses, you know, unfortunately took, and how the damage affected these families. So it really will hit home. We also have Tad G's Fitness, and you would speak with Terry, and she is located at East Main Street in Ansonia. Also, City Hall in Ansonia has opened up their doors on Main Street in Ansonia. All you have to do is go inside to the mayor's office, and we do have a drop-off location there. In Shelton, we have the Residence Inn, and they're located on Bridgeport Avenue, right off of exit 11 going southbound in Shelton. And the great thing about them is that they're open 7 days a week, and they're close to my employer's work, so I'm able to do frequent pickups from there to get them back to our storage locker. And then also in Shelton, we have Doggy Style, which is the cutest little dog grooming business, and they are located on Leavenworth Avenue in Shelton. And they are open from 8 a.m. in the morning until 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday.
Okay.
Anybody who has larger items, larger amounts of donations, or furniture, if you have furniture or home goods items, and you would like to schedule a drop-off at our storage unit in Shelton, all you need to do is give me a call or shoot me a text. My number is 475-777-8339. You can also contact me by email at goingtheextramileinfo@gmail.com.
goingtheextramileinfo@gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay.
And then also by, you know, visiting our Facebook page, which is how we launched this community group. Our organization would not be possible if it were not for the generosity and the selflessness and the giving, loving people of the Lower Naugatuck Valley and beyond. One of the great things about having a Facebook page is that it does reach people that are not just in the valley. I have a donor who just so happened to be speaking with her sister-in-law, who has baby items that will be coming up from New Jersey. So please, everyone, go and like our page and share. If it's not these five families, it could be two more next week or another family next month. Our services will continue to work throughout the Lower Naugatuck Valley, and we will continue to assist those who have been affected by some type of a disaster, such as a home fire. And it's with the generosity of the public that we're able to do this, and I cannot thank everyone enough.
All right, Missy, thank you so much for taking a couple of minutes out of your day to talk to us. And if anyone listening missed the information, if you go to valleyindy.org, we'll also put this in text form, and we'll embed this conversation within a story on the Valley, including links and emails to everything Missy just mentioned. Missy, that'll do it. Thank you so much for taking the time, and good luck.